How do we welcome the one who is carrying the word of God? As a prophet, a righteous man, or as a disciple? This gospel today is fun to read. It sounds like a psalm or a proverb. Jesus starts by saying, "Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." And he gives us three scenes to deal with. And as he does in a lot of his parable, he starts us, but he lets us wrestle with his saying. What I find most interesting is why the third response differs in language from the first two. Is Jesus making a point here? Like the teacher rapping on the whiteboard. The next item will be on the test. Pay attention to the next item. So what do we think of these responses? Let's start with the first, a prophet. What is a prophet? Is he, she, someone who knows what will happen tomorrow, next year, 20 years from now? Is she all-seeing and therefore one to be relied on to give good direction to our lives? Who is the prophet in your life that you must follow? Is he a political figure? Is the prophet your father or mother? A member of the clergy? Okay, for sake of argument here, let's take a political figure to treat as a prophet in our lives. Because Donna and I have just returned from a trip from Denmark, how about a Danish king? How about King Christian IV of Denmark? His reign was from 1588 to 1648, the longest of any Danish king. Here's what one source says about him. Christian IV, born April 12, 1577, Frederiksborg Castle, Hillerød, in Denmark. He died February 28, 1648, in Copenhagen, king of Denmark and Norway, who led two unsuccessful wars against Sweden and brought disaster upon his country by leading it into the 30 Years' War. He energetically promoted trade and shipping, left a national heritage of fine buildings, and won repute as a plucky, hard-drinking man of grim wit and great resource. Okay. Reading more about Christian IV shows that he would not follow the advice of any of his advisors. He was only willing to take the lead and follow his own advice to his ultimate demise. I love reading history, don't you? It can give you a perspective on things. So if we welcome somebody who we perceive as carrying the word of God as a prophet because he is a prophet, we will receive a prophet's reward. What is that prophet's reward then? Clear thinking? Always being correct about the future? It is important to see things clearly. Donna and I never expected to have a grandchild, and especially one that lives thousands of miles away. If we had had the ability to see clearly, would it have made any difference? Would we have loved our daughter any more or less? Is it important as a Christian to be able to look ahead? Do I need clarity to perceive what I am supposed to do, how I am supposed to behave, which direction on the way, with a capital W, am I to go? A great theologian once said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." That's a Yogi Berra, by the way. Do not be afraid. We remember that scripture, right? Do not be afraid. Now, the second character in this parable is a righteous person. My description of a righteous person is a morally upright, virtuous individual who lives his or her life by following a set of values. In my definition, they are good people who mean to live the best lives they can. The book of Proverbs has lists of saying for upright persons, like Proverbs 12. Once thrown down, the wicked are no more, but the house of the upright stands firm. Or 11:27 to 28, Who strives for good obtains favor. Whoever looks for evil will get an evil return. Whoever trusts in riches will have a fall. The upright will flourish like the leaves. So if we welcome someone we perceive as carrying the word of God as an upright person, because he or she is an upright person, we will receive an upright person's reward. So do we follow a person because he lives by the rules all the time? What happens when that person makes a moral mistake? Do we chuck him out and look for another person to follow? Another yogiism fits here. If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up somewhere else. If your life in Christ is set on what someone else says, you might wind up someplace you don't expect. Think for yourself. Pay attention to the next item on the test. The disciples' reward is a cup of water? Wait, what? I'm confused. Why should a disciple's reward only be a cup of water? What a letdown. Shouldn't a disciple get the key to the kingdom, or at least a free passage to heaven? Look at our motivation. Why do we follow Christ? Are we following for a reward? I think we follow because welcoming Christ is its own reward. We don't need anything else. So a cup of water will do. A member of my family does not believe in church, religion, or probably God. He is intelligent and articulate, so trying to verbally convince him why welcoming God is so important in my life is very hard. But you see, I don't really have to prove to him. I just have to welcome him into my family and care for him. I just have to offer him a cup of water. He doesn't have to understand it. Oh, and by the way, Yogi says, take it with a grain of salt.